Attention, BNI Heartland podcast listener. Thanks to your support, our podcast is growing. We've moved the podcast to allow for more growth and more features. If you're hearing this, your subscription or link is from our old feed. Follow us into the future. Search your provider for the BNI Heartland podcast or go to podcast.bniheartland.com to link to our new location. And as always, you can email us at podcast.bniheartland.com. Now, on with the podcast. This is the BNI Heartland Podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. This is Vince Vigneri, your co-executive director. And I'm pleased to have with me today a good friend of mine. His name is Peter Higgs. He is a co-executive director also, along with his wife, in the UK, specifically the regions of Birmingham and Black Country. We're together in Charlotte for an Innovation Task Force meeting. And over the course of the last couple of years, we've certainly gotten to know each other better through that. Pete's going to tell a little story here shortly, but before we get into it, tell our listeners a little bit about your region, Birmingham and Black Country.
Yeah, sure. So I know you have a Birmingham, Alabama over here in the States. Our Birmingham is the second biggest city in the UK. Right in the center, we call it the Midlands in the UK. And next to it is an area called the Black Country, which was so named because Queen Victoria went through this area on her travels, and everything was black because it was an industrial area. There was a lot of foundries, so all the people, the buildings, everything was black. And she said, it's a very black country up here. And they called it the Black Country. So there's a bit of history for you as well.
Well, and a commonality that we have, besides both of us working together with our life partners and business partners, you always describe your region as the middle of the UK, and our region's the middle of the US.
Absolutely, so. Yeah.
Today, you and I've been talking a little bit about effort, and I say a lot, don't confuse effort with results. So you have a little bit of a story about effort as it relates to BNI members and, yeah, and their effort. So,
yeah, so I have the number two in the whole of the UK, in fact, one, two, and three, believe it or not, in the traffic lights in the UK or in my region. But the second one is actually a gentleman who suffers badly with depression. But he goes above and beyond for people, and he keeps talking about effort with me. We have a little bit of a joke on a regular basis about the how you make an effort, how when you're making an effort for people, they repay over time. And we know it's BNI, it's givers gain as we know it. But the reality is, he taught me when I first came into BNI, if I could give $1,000 for this, $1,000 to every person in the room, 30 people in the room, I get $30,000 back, I'd be quite happy. So work on that premise. And if everybody did the same, we'd all be receiving, you know, what goes around, comes around, givers gain. But what tends to happen in most groups is people make the effort for the one that's easy to do. So they say, well, they say they're making the effort, but it's no effort at all because I come across those customers for you regularly. So, you know, I'm a graphic designer. I need something printed. Give it to the printer. And that's not really much of an effort. So people don't see it. The printer's happy, maybe gives you some graphic design work, and you isolate. So how do we actually really make an effort and go out of our way to be proactive for referrals, to find the one that they ask for specifically every week? And that's really making that effort to be specific for what you're asking for and to try and find the specifics that your fellow members are asking for. I tend to focus on the people who are specific because it's easier for me to do so. Going to LinkedIn, I've even knocked on a door once and said, like, I've got a friend who's actually asking to connect with you kind of thing. Would you mind if I made the connection? And because it's not salesy, they've said, yeah, of course, introduce them. So you know, when people make that extra effort, that's when they go the extra mile. And I share a story of a 7-foot wall. So if you imagine, if you will, I know this is on a podcast and I can't visualize it for you, but there's an assault course, an army assault course, 7 foot wall, and you run at it with all your might. You get up, your hands are on the top of the wall, and you're trying to get over, and suddenly your energy starts sapping. You know, your muscles are filling with that lactic acid. You start falling backwards. And at that time, a complete stranger walks past and just goes and just pushes you up a little bit, enough to get you over the wall and on your way. Now imagine, if you will, you're standing looking at that 7 foot wall saying, well, I'm never going to get over that, so I'm not even going to try. The same stranger walks past and they will walk on by. They're never going to stop and say, do you know what, I'll do that for you. And that's the analogy I use for the effort. When people see you making the effort, the help comes from the place you least expect it, because people see it and go, I want to help. You know, because they're really trying and they're not having the success that I would like to see them have, given their efforts. I'll make an effort.
Yeah, it just is making that little bit of effort at the beginning. Others yeah. want to then help versus thinking, I can't, I won't, I shouldn't. You know, all those, we call them naughty words,
yeah.
you know, that I can't do it. So,
but we're all connected in our groups. You'll tend to find there's people you're closer to than others. And you look around the room and you'll see the same with everybody else. So sometimes when you get the help, that's lovely. But when they see their friend helped by you, they make more of an effort. So if you go around the room, you know, you tend to see relationships that connect others. And we're all interconnected in a group, but some closer than others that you know, if you make the effort for it, for somebody else, be amazed what you get back. And it's not always direct from the person you're helping.
Well, and I think we've all heard the story. I know you and I have this week. We've heard the story of people helping other people when their you know, health hasn't been good, and they yeah. step up and help their business, or their business has been struggling and they step up to do that. And sometimes it's just simply even asking for a little bit of help. That,
yeah, yeah.
That's effort in and of itself
yep.
in a different way.
Yep.
But we hear those stories through BNI. And we need to keep sharing them.
I think it's also, you've got to make an effort for yourself to find your own specific, you know, sometimes the, you know, people ask for the same thing week in, week out. And, you know, a month later, they're still talking about it and they're thinking, well, you know what, you keep asking for that. And, you know, you've made no effort to change it. You've no effort to do something a bit different person you're asking for, different person in the company even. And what they read into that after too long is that you're not making the effort. So he couldn't be bothered to ask for a different referral. So it goes in one ear, out the other. You're not going to listen.
Yeah, it's almost like they know what you're going to say before you say it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think sometimes you've got to show you're making the effort by finding your specific. And Vince and I were talking earlier about the examples where we get a lot of financial advisors, for instance, and I hate to pick on those. Sorry if there's one in the room, but what happens is they say, well, I can't be specific on anybody who's, you know, rich or anybody who runs a company. And yet, you know, over in the UK, you can go on Companies House and find a set of accounts for a successful company, locally based, and we know who the directors are. So really, one of the directors of a successful company are likely to be the ideal referral. So it's a little bit of effort, but what a difference that makes to your room when you've got a name rather than anybody. That's a huge difference.
Totally agree. That goes all the way back to our original trainings and workshops with Member Success Program about removing the words anybody, everybody, somebody, because yeah. we find nobody.
Yeah.
And so that brings us right back to being specific and putting some effort into who you're asking for.
Well, we did an exercise a few years ago we tracked it for a year on the number of referrals that people got when they were specific to when they asked for anybody. And it was over 7 times more likely to get a referral if you were specific. And you think that you've got 2 ways of getting a referral. You can be proactive and go out and make the effort. Or you can be reactive and hope that somebody comes across it when, you know, they're out in their daily life. If you're leaving it to chance that somebody's going to talk about that referral, you are leaving your network into chance. And what's the point in doing that?
You know, Pete, that's a perfect place to, I think, close, because it really brings us back to a very early blog that we wrote for BNI Heartland years ago that was entitled Hope Is Not a Plan.
Love it. Love it.
All right, Pete, before we close, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just be visible. We talk about visibility, and it's not just being out at different meetings. It's being visible through your efforts and your energy. So passion is the biggest driver we can give in BNI. Everybody that's passionate about their own business attract business.
We have certainly seen some passion in our meetings the last few days with the Innovation Task Force. All right, for our listeners, if you like this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And of course, if there's a topic that you'd like us to cover in the future, go ahead and email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We'll do our best to cover that in the future. Pete, thanks a lot. Look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure, always. Cheers, Vince.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.